This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
That is not the Ghost Whisperer.
We have Robert Robinson, author of Legend Tripper, The Ultimate Adventure, with a foreword from our friend Lauren Coleman. So, Robert, now that you get your appetite wet here with this book, is there going to be a Legend Tripping 2?
I like to think so. I like to think there's definitely going to be a part 2. Right now, my brain is kind of fried from all putting everything together, and I wrote up a couple articles for some magazines, but I'm in the process of getting my batteries recharged again, and I'm out there, I'm always looking. I'm starting to think maybe the next Legend Tripping book might be more of an international book, where I'm going to start pushing toward, places in Europe and maybe places down in South America that might be interesting to do some Legend Tripping down there. I've been to Ecuador, and of course I didn't really, they weren't very receptive when I was asking about certain legends down there. They're kind of superstitious people down there. But Europe is definitely a hotbed of all kinds of neat things going on over there. If I was to tell you what would part to it, it'd probably be more of an international edition.
Well, I know a place that you could definitely cover that hasn't become too popular and, turned into some kind of tourist hotspot. But there's a forest in Romania. I can find the name of this place, but it's quite difficult to pronounce, and I'd have to look at a map. But anyway, there's this forest, and kind of in the middle of this forest, there's a natural clearing, as in, for some reason, the trees don't grow in this, maybe, 20-meter diameter clearing. And the whole forest is quite weird anyway, very strange-shaped trees, and there are various legends about this clearing and forest going back quite a time, in which, for instance, some young boy who was herding goats or whatever was lost in the forest and just disappeared, thought he was dead, whatever, and 5 years later he suddenly appears looking the same age, wearing the same clothes, almost like he's kind of been in kind of some time warp, no explanation of where he's been. But anyway, the TV program Ghost Adventures, when they were in Romania, they actually went to this clearing in the middle of the night, and they did film some very strange bright red orb that was kind of floating about at head height. This is when it should be pitch black, no light pollution at all. And there's a university chemistry professor or something, he's been researching this area because it's been the site of UFO, people witnessing UFOs and all sorts of very strange stuff going back for decades and decades. And probably because it's off the beaten track in Romania, but it seemed to be kind of it's untouched, pristine, something just absolutely ripe for exploring. And I've been to Romania myself. I happened to go there visiting my brother when he was working there a few years back, but I was unaware of this place then. Had I known, I definitely would have made the trip. But yeah, probably if you even just search on Google, just type in Romania strange or haunted forest or something, it'll come up, and there's so much stuff associated with it already on the net. It looks just such a fascinating place.
I have to definitely look that up. You got my intrigue on that one. I think I do know it, but I want to look into it more now.
Yeah. Do you know who Ted Phillips is?
Ted Phillips. No, that name doesn't ring a bell.
He's a UFO researcher. He's been on this show a couple of times. In his kind of youth, he was kind of an assistant to J. Allen Hynek at the Socorro saucer, egg-shaped UFO. He was kind of there at the time. And he's always concentrated on physical trace cases. He's been investigating a place that he's named the Marley Woods. I believe it's in Missouri or something. And he managed to keep the location secret as a promise to the locals, who didn't want it to be overrun with ghost hunters or whatever. But I think the location's now leaked out, Gene, has it?
Oh, yes, it has. And I don't recall where in Missouri it is, but we posted it in our forums at forum.theparacast.com, so you can look it up.
So it seems to be another one of these kind of areas. It's not just UFOs. There are a number of strange things going on this quite specific small location. But I think Ted Phillips, last time he was on the show, he may have cryptically said that there may be one or two other places in the United States that are as interesting as the Uinta Basin and Marley Woods. And there does seem to be these spots in the world,
mm-hmm.
where there seems to be, you know, was it John Keel that called them window areas? But there are definitely places where these things seem to happen more often. For some reason, there's a concentrated nexus of paranormal happenings, if you like, and who knows why. But these are the things that fascinate me the most, and mm-hmm. that's what I want to see.
Well, here in Florida, we have the town of Astor, Florida, and it seems like every weird thing in the world, every kind of legend happens in Astor. You got your skunk cave sightings. You got the there is a river monster up there by the a river goes right through Astor. They've had UFO sightings. They've had strange disappearances. There's even, you know, some legend of some pirate gold hidden out there somewhere. And if you ever come and look at the town, I mean, it's a small, quaint little town. And a lot of the people there, you ask them about things, they're pretty open about it. Some of them, you know, they'll sit there. Some have never ever, you know, they know about the Bigfoot sightings and stuff. And they, you know, they know about the river monster. But, you know, they've had a lighthouse out there that supposedly, you know, has been haunted. So, I mean, I always say that, you know, Astor, Florida is one of, you know, is the Florida's area for hotbed for mysterious, unexplained things to happen.
And has it been, like, on the paranormal map for quite a time, or is it kind of quite a new thing that people are becoming aware of this place?
I did find it one time on one website, but I did write about it in my book because I wanted to bring a little bit more attention, because I don't think a lot of people knew that Astor was one of the, you know, those areas around the, you know, the world where weird things happen. So.
Would you consider yourself a kind of Fortean?
Oh, I'm a big Charles Fort fan. I own his books. I remember reading them, you know, yes, definitely. Definitely a big fan of his.
You read all the books from Charles Fort?
Well, I've read, I think I've read Book of the Damned. That was definitely one of them. And was it, there's Low, Book of the Damned. I think it's just those two books, isn't it? And I have his biography book.
There are four books from Charles Fort.
Okay. When did Charles Fort die?
Oh, what, the 20s or 30s?
Yeah, so has there been anyone who's kind of taken up the baton, if you like, since Charles Fort, who done exactly what he's done, literally sat in libraries and gone through old newspapers and what have you, just searching for stories of the weird and wonderful? Did anyone else kind of take on the mantle after he was gone?
Well, I know Robert L. Ripley did, but Ripley didn't necessarily go with it. You know, he did unexplained stuff, but he also went, you know, with just weird things that happened. So, I mean, in a way, Ripley's did, but again, Ripley's wasn't just the unexplained and stuff. Anything weird, he would write about.
Can you expand on him a bit? Because I've heard of Ripley's, believe it or not, you know, these kind of, I don't know, shops or places you can go and see all this stuff. How did he come about, and did he actually start? How did he kind of make his name? Was he just writing books, or how did he become kind of this kind of household name?
Well, he actually started out just writing sports columns or writing sports illustrations. In the 1920s, and one time they just needed some kind of a filler for one of the newspapers, and he had all these little odd things that he had done when he called, I'm trying to look at it now, he goes,
I'll tell you what, while you're looking, let's do our break. We've got Robert Robinson and Gox Mackay. I'm Gene Steinberg. That means you're in
The Paracast.
award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're so happy to have Gox McIvory join us after a bit of an absence. We kind of just got away from it all, which you sometimes have to do in this nutty field. We have Robert Robinson. I'm going to mention just very briefly about Charles Fort. He wrote, as I said, 4 books. Okay? You can buy the complete books of Charles Fort as a single hardcover volume for about $20 or $25 from Amazon. It is Book of the Damned, Low, Wild Talents, and New Lands, Charles Fort. So now I just sold some books to Charles Fort, and he's been dead, so there's nobody to claim the royalties. You see. Hey, I was looking here at a couple of interesting chapters you wrote, Robert, and we've gotten into the discussions about breakaway civilizations in recent episodes of the PowerCast, and also the legends of a hollow earth.
Yes.
So, I don't think you're advocating taking a balloon to go to the hole at the North Pole, are you?
No, no, unfortunately, that would be
expensive.
I'm sure you guys have noticed that if you just go to YouTube these days, there seems to be this preponderance of videos about a flat earth. There just seems to be this resurgence of people believing there's some great conspiracy that the earth is not a sphere. It's all a lie. And I can't believe it. There are loads and loads of videos where people are really seriously arguing that the earth is flat. And I was not aware of this just a couple of years ago, and it seems to be quite a recent thing. Have you guys noticed this as well?
I thought they were voting for Donald Trump. Forgive me. Robert, I wasn't aware of this. I realize there are people who sometimes do something for fun, be involved in a wacky belief system for fun, just to enjoy themselves, not for a serious purpose. Robert, do you ever hear of this thing?
Well, I mean, I've had people come out with me that don't believe in it, but they just want to kind of see what it is we do.
But about the hollow earth, let's get back to the hollow earth.
Well, we have a place down here in Florida. There was a cult, and their whole belief was that the earth was it was flat. They had a whole area down there. Now it's a national park. And he has a device where he kind of tries to prove that if the earth was round, does this thing work? And I forget the name of the contraption that he had. And you can see it when you go down to this museum. But their whole belief was that the earth was flat. And he had a whole cult that lived down there on this, I ain't gonna call it a compound, because it was way back in the 20s. They didn't kind of have that then. And everybody could leave and go as they wanted. They weren't, forced to stay there. But as far as this, people still believing that today, I'm sure there's always somebody out there believing all kinds of stuff. I, not to criticize anybody, I keep an open mind. No, I believe it's round, but that's just me.
What are you telling people to do there other than look in caves and hopefully not get taken by the Deros and Tiros?
Well, I told them, there's no way they're going to get up to the North Pole or the South Pole where they're, supposedly Admiral Byrd flew in and took video or film. I can't say video because it was film back then. But you got Mount Shasta up in California where there supposedly is an entrance to this place. And, you got the reptilian people that live up there. Well, that would be a hard one. Like I said, that to me will really have to be some people really are really serious into doing it. Because, I mean, anytime you go into caves, there's a risk. There's a strong risk going into caves. And I always kind of a little shy about telling people to go do dangerous things.
Do you have a lawyer's letter in this book warning people off?
Well, if you listen to it, I'm very careful about how I tell people to do things. As far as the hollow earth thing, I don't think I went into much detail on that one, other than you got Mount Shasta and stuff like that, where and I say whenever you go out there hiking the trails or anything, make sure that you got somebody with you. Don't ever put yourself in a dangerous situation when you're out there.
Always makes sense to have at least one other person, because at the end of the day, you can be quite far away from your car or civilization, and if you, stumble and break your leg badly, you've got maybe no one else to go for help, or you might be out of cell phone coverage, and it just makes absolute sense not to go, away from people and on your own. It should be just a golden rule. Do it with someone else and tell people where you're going and when you're expected back so they can raise the alarm if you don't return on time.
Bigfoot hunting up in the East, you got a lot of cliffs and stuff like that. I put in the book, do not go walking around out at cliffs and stuff at night. It's extremely dangerous, and it's good to be ambitious enough to find Bigfoot, but don't put yourself in an unnecessary or dangerous situation where you end up getting yourself seriously hurt or somebody gets killed just to find Bigfoot.
I read today on BBC news website about, I think it was a lone cyclist, I think in a Montana National Park.
Yes. I'm not sure if he was eaten, but he was definitely attacked and killed by the bear, which And, you know, in fact, unfortunately, I say that now, there's more bear sightings and stuff out there now. So you got to be careful if you get wind of there's a panther or a bear in the area to leave. Don't sit there and just try to, well, maybe I won't see him. Well,
yeah, we see this footage of people in national parks, and they're like almost going right up to the brown or black bears, feeding them and stuff. And, you know, it's great to look, but any bear, even if the ones that are usually okay with humans, you know, if they wanted to, they've got the strength, the power to, you know, to over. And some people just, they, I don't know, they're in a mindset where they're used to maybe seeing some large, dangerous animals up close, but maybe in a zoo or something. And when they're out in the wild, in a state park or something in the United States, and they act the same way, but there are no bars or cages in between them. And, you know, some people really do, they don't seem to appreciate the risks of wild animals. It doesn't matter how many times you tell some people, people just walk into some quite nasty incidents and they don't seem to have any awareness of you know, the natural world and what the pitfalls are.
Well, yeah, like I said, a lot of people just kind of get, you know, they get a little excited watching some of these shows and they don't really sit there and do the, you know, get themselves totally prepared when they go out there. In fact, I'll be honest with you, I take bear mace with me whenever I go out there. The reason I take that versus a handgun is that I know bear mace is definitely gonna do a lot more to stop these animals. Plus, it works on panthers and other animals too, versus a handgun. And, you know, unfortunately, if you end up straying into the wrong area and get picked up by the fish and wildlife, and you got a handgun, you're gonna get nailed for poaching. Even though, you know, you're just saying, oh, I just got it for self-defense. To me, I feel a lot better with bear mace because, like I said, it works on everything out there. Heck, you can even spray it in front of a snake and it'll make a snake go away.
What kind of range does it have? Like, how far away could you be and actually effectively hit it with the spray?
When you use bear mace, you're not actually supposed to spray it at the bear. I mean, I know it's easier said, but you're supposed to lay it down in front of you. You spray it in front of you and the animal gets a whiff of it and it deters them. It fires pretty far. My son, unfortunately, squirted me one day. We were out there with it, and he had it. I let him carry it. And unfortunately, I made a noise, and, you know, he thought it was something. And he ended up spraying the stuff all over the place, including myself. And I ended up having to strip most of my clothes off because it just burns. In fact, it left red marks all over me. It burns so doggone bad.
Got more to come with Robert Robinson and Gogs Mackay. And Gene Steinberg, you're in
the podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, Use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age. And I just want to thank the makers of the One World Whey Protein Powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey Protein Powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is Code 7, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
So, Gox, you had some more questions of Robert. Let's continue with those right now.
Yeah, Robert, so does bear mace, is it a stronger version of the mace that is made for human use?
Yes, it's a lot. In fact, I think they on the can it says it's like 10 times stronger. Like I said, if you ever get it on you, it will leave at least burn marks on you. I mean, I'm not saying second degree. It was just more first degree red burns and stuff on it. Plus, you know, it's breathing it in and, you know, it's all around you. And I mean, it comes out pretty... How would I say it? Almost like you're squirting a water hose. You know, high-speed water hose, that's how it comes out.
Yeah.
It gets all over the place out there. And it's not cheap. It runs, when I bought my can, it cost about, roughly on an average, about $50. I've seen it a little bit cheaper now. So it's not cheap, but it's, you know, it is something good to have with you when you're out there. Because it gives you that little sense of security. When you're out there, knowing that there are other animals out there, you know, and I hope I never run into a pissed off Bigfoot where I have to use it on him. You know, I definitely know it works on other things, animals out there.
Is it the same as pepper spray or totally different?
It is a type of pepper. It's not a mace. It's a type of, it's not a, what is it?
Capsicum or something. That
yeah, it's not that CS. It is a type of pepper. Because, like I said, it was all burning and stuff.
Yeah, there's a scale to measure how hot peppers and things are. And, you know, you can buy some crazy hot chili sauce and whatever. But the hottest ones are, even like a microscopic amount is just unbelievable what it does. And, I can't imagine getting that in the eyes.
Luckily, I didn't get it in my eyes. In fact, it's kind of ironic that I didn't. But, I mean, I was breathing it in. It was on me. Like I said, it got onto my clothes, and I ended up having to take my clothes off up to my, you know, my boxers. And, in fact, we ended up taking my clothes and sticking it in a plastic bag, you know, because, it was all over them. And, you know, my son, you know, was never allowed to carry the bear mace after that.
And what people forget as well is even maybe they just touch something that's been sprayed and they forget they've got a bit in their hands, and then they maybe rub their eyes forgetting that there's a bit on their hands, and you get that kind of accidental transfer.
Oh, yes, you will with that stuff.
Just come off, you can just wash it off with soap and water, is it?
When you breathe it in, though, it takes a while for it to kind of go. In fact, your nose runs and your eyes water. You just kind of have to walk it off till it stops. As far as you can wash it off your hands and stuff like that. And I do remember, we went over and I started throwing water on me. We went over to a water source. I think there was a creek or something next to where the Jeep was parked, and we were throwing water on me, but it still burned for a while. I don't remember the pain going away anytime, instantaneously. And I didn't really get any on my hands, but I was, definitely making sure I was keeping my hands clean.
I presume, having done time in the military, that you've done the test, where you go in a chamber and they release tear gas and you have to change the canisters on your respirator. Yeah, I've done that too. I managed to kind of escape most of it, but I think I did experience it in my eyes, but not enough to. But just that tiny bit of exposure was enough to let me know that if I walked into a cloud of just released tear gas, you're not really in shape to tackle anyone in a physical way, because I can see how it works, but I can't imagine what bear may supposed to be like.
Remember that tear gas and maybe 10 times worse, where your skin's burning all over.
Yeah.
I'm listening here because now, listening to the dangers, I don't want to go anywhere.
Well, like I said, I just, that was my fault. I gave it to my son, and I probably should have stressed to him a little bit more, to be a little bit cautious about using it. I mean, when I handed it to him, he was ready to use it. I mean, he had it in front of him. He was just dying for something to step out, because he wanted to see how it worked. And that was my first mistake right there. I said, he's going to end up squirting me. And he did. So that was my, and like I said, I keep it with me. I keep it in my backpack. And it has a safety, little safety mechanism on it, so it can't accidentally go off inside your backpack and all that. Like I said, and it's just, it's not that, if you just kind of, the hazards of it, it's not that bad. It's a lot safer having that than having a pistol or a rifle out there, which I'm sure some people would disagree with me on that one.
In your travels, have you had anything especially frightening happen to you?
We've had some fun up there. A gentleman by the name of Stacy Brown, he runs the Sasquatch Hunters, and I've gone out Bigfoot hunting with him near the Tallahassee area. Just recently, we went up there, and we were at this family's house, and we had something strike the side of the house. And the lady had said that she had, that she had some Bigfoot on her property, and that they, for some reason, they had started to hit the side of the house. And that night, we had something hit, woke up my wife, and she woke me up and said, "Hey, something just hit the side of this house." And my wife's not a avid Bigfoot believer. She keeps an open mind, but, she'll tell you she hasn't seen anything. But whatever it was hit the house kind of rattled her that night.
It seems to be a thing that Bigfoot does. Many people report, maybe during the night, that they will just pelt a cabin or whatever with lots of rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost as if, it's almost like they do want to scare humans off, get away from my territory. And, they obviously would have the physical power to, just annihilate humans. But it seems that they do choose to just try and scare you off. They never seem to take it to the next level. They stop there. And they also, it just seems to be that this rock throwing, which is well reported in people hunting Bigfoot, it's another thing that just allows them to kind of show their intent, their muscle, but not necessarily become visible to humans. It's something that they seem to be, by all reports I've ever heard, they seem to be very accurate with their stone throwing as well.
I've never had any rock throwing incidents at me, thank goodness. I mean, I've talked to some people, especially over in Texas, where the Bigfoot over there seem to be a lot more aggressive than some of the Bigfoots, you know, over on the West Coast or down here in Florida. Of course, then again,
would that be in East Texas, you know, heavily wooded Texas?
Yes, East Texas. Yeah. Arkansas-Louisiana border area up there.
Yeah, I mean, I remember going to actually a rifle range with a friend. I was working in Texas, but I remember and in Houston, and I just couldn't believe that there's no forest in the UK that is even remotely as dense as the woodland around Houston. You just looks to me like even with a big machete, you couldn't go anywhere because it's so dense, so thick and strong, the undergrowth that I think there must be huge areas of woodland in East Texas, Louisiana, whatever, that, you know, very, very few humans have ever been to just because the going is so difficult to get anywhere.
That's the way down here in Florida. You got the Everglades and you've got, we got the Green Swamp that's not located too far from where I'm at, and there's parts of that that the rangers told me that no humans have been back in there. So, I mean, there's definitely areas out there. There's definitely areas for these animals to be, you know, stay hidden.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people appreciate the kind of people that would say, oh, you know, with the number of humans going out hiking the woods and stuff, you know, there's no way they could stay hidden forever. We should be bumping into them more often. But really, when you look at the Pacific Northwest, and if you really, you know, zoom into Google Maps, and there are just enormous, huge miles upon miles of very dense forests with, you know, miles from any road and stuff. And there is actually more than enough space for an intelligent creature who mm-hmm. wishes to remain hidden. There's more than enough space.
We have more space to come. The Final Frontier with Robert Robinson. Joining Gene and Goggs, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, and multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we continue. We have Gox Mackay as guest co-host. Chris O'Brien is off out there on special assignment. How special? I have no idea, but on special assignment. He'll be back with After the Paracast this week. And if you want to listen to that program, After the Paracast, you've got to be a subscriber to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We also offer a commercial-free version of this show, lots of other features. We're doing some legend tripping with Robert Robinson, and we're going just about everywhere, everywhere. Trying to see what's going on. Number 10. Of course, we're also used to number 9, but this is number 10. The extraterrestrial legend trip. Take us on that trip. Where do we go?
Again, I always say go to the internet. Find out where, what it is that you want to go look at. Do you want to go look at a famous crash site like, up in Roswell, which fortunately now that I guess the guy doesn't let you go back there anymore from what I was told.
And by the way, just to mention this, we've had Kevin Randall on the Paracast over the years, and lately he's been more skeptical of Roswell.
Oh, okay.
Check A Different Perspective, his blog. And he's got a new book, Roswell and the 21st Century, and he still believes there was something real that crashed there that might be E.T. But some of the other stories he doesn't go for much anymore. In any case, let's go on that trip. For chapter 10.
All right. Well, you go look for an area, check for a UFO, a UFO hotspot area. You're going out to the area. Again, I always tell people, make sure you take all your stuff because you're going to be staying all night. Most UFO, you should plan to stay out all night. So you're going to need some camping gear and all that. If you get into an area where it's a private property, go make sure you ask, and if you can go out there and tell them that you're not going to, do a Woodstock and damage the area. And, or if you find an area where you can go observe where these UFOs have been sighted, and the campgrounds and stuff is really great. You go out to the area, you set up your area up there, you get binoculars with you, you get night vision goggles, you get yourself some thermal imager if you got one. And you go out to various locations. When I went on one, I went with a group of people. We broke into teams, and we went to various locations around this one area. And we all had radios, but we ended up using our cell phones because the radio batteries end up going out. But we just go out there and just kind of keep an eye on it. And we did have a couple guys say they saw something that they thought, you know, was kind of weird. But unfortunately, like I said, I didn't see anything that night. You know, don't be discouraged if you don't see something. It does happen. But, you know, persistence pays off in this field. You know, there's people like, with UFO hunting, you know, if you keep at it, and you're going to eventually see one. And that's what me and my wife, we've got wind of a place up near the Panhandle, near Crystal River. We're going to go check out that area here soon enough. And right now it's a little hot. We may wait for it to cool off. And, of course, that's another thing. Check the time areas when these things are seen, which when it comes to extraterrestrial, there really is no time frame. They're seen. And go out there and sit out there, get yourself comfortable, start looking around, and then enjoy yourself. And maybe you'll get lucky enough to see one. If you do get a team that sees it and actively sees it, he or she will radio in and say, hey, I've got it over here. Do you have visual on it? If not, you know, you may want to move to a different location where you can also get visual on what it is these people are seeing. And, you know, start recording it. Always record. Whenever you're on a legend trip, always record. Because you never know what's going to happen or what you're going to see. And you can always go back later on and look at it. But always record. And maybe get lucky and see one.
Do you think, Robert, that places these days, like, small towns, cities, whatever, they seem to be exploiting their paranormal legends and history a bit more than may have happened in the past? Like, for instance, where supposedly Betty and Barney Hill had their abduction experience, or certainly where they stopped the car and had a look at a UFO, you know, maybe the local town council or whatever's put up, you know, a nice fancy road sign saying this is the spot where such and such happened. And that's the only example I can think just now. But I know there are more places around the US that are now kind of cashing in a little on locations that have, you know, been noted in the past for a certain event happening. Just like I think there's an incremental move towards, say, normal news coverage to just being a little bit less sarcastic about UFO sightings as they may have been 20, 30 years ago. Do you think we're moving in that direction?
Bottom line, I think the general public does believe that there is, you know, life sources out there in other planets. Do I believe that we've been visited? I do believe there are, just in my own personal opinion, I think that based on some of the things I've read, I think we've had some of the UFO sightings may actually be from an extraterrestrial type aircraft. UFO abductions, the Benny Barney Hill one does stand up to a lot of the investigation techniques by a lot of experts. There was an incident with two gentlemen down in Mississippi that were picked up and taken into
Pascagoula.
Thank you. And I remember I was living in Mississippi at the time. My dad was finishing up his last year of college, and I remember when that incident happened. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one. And if I understand correctly, both those gentlemen passed their lie detector tests on that one. So, but yeah, you know, there's, you know, as far as abductions, you know, do I believe all of them? No, I mean, I've met a couple people who I can say I don't believe their story, especially after, you know, certain questioning there are some people that I do believe there's some, you know, definitely some truth to their story about abduction.
Briefly, Robert, the people you questioned, were you a skeptical? In what way did they respond that kind of lit a fire there?
When I was in the Army, I was a military policeman, so I was used to questioning witnesses, and I always try to keep a straight face, a non-emotional face when I question people, even if I think they're not telling me the truth. What I like to do is I like to get them to tell a story three times, and that's usually when I can sit there and poke holes at their story, you know, because a person... And I'm going to go back to a Bigfoot sighting. I've come to my, you know, when I found somebody that I saw, felt, who's seen Bigfoot, it's a very, very emotional experience for them. And some of the females started crying on me. I mean, there was just, you know, it just seems like it was a very powerful thing that, and they, no doubt in their mind on what they saw. And I think the same thing when it comes to UFO sightings or abductions, there is no doubt in their mind, and they get very emotional when they talk about it.
Now, one of the things we've done in exploring UFO abductions is that some people definitely had something happen to them that they cannot explain. But sleep paralysis could be one of the issues. Sometimes we worry here whether certain UFO abduction researchers are being less than diligent in performing analysis. Maybe they're not qualified to do hypnotic regression, and they cause people to remember things that maybe didn't happen. This is not to say that a phenomenon is not occurring, but it's really something with a lot of nuances there. And
I think many of us have a problem with the supposed numbers. According to some researchers, we're literally maybe even talking more than a million people in the U.S. alone, if their numbers are to be believed. And I think many of us who do accept maybe that abductions happen and that UFOs are a reality, those numbers are just very hard to swallow.
Well, you know, like I said, I had one gentleman I interviewed, and the one talked and come to find out that he only gets 2 hours of sleep a night.
Well, I'll tell you what, if I only got 2 hours sleep a night, and I've had different stresses that have caused problems, if I had only 2 hours sleep a night, and I realize everybody's different, I'd be seeing a lot of strange things after a few weeks of that, and possibly I'd see things that weren't really there. I think part of it is that things about the UFO abduction experience do not imply the physical interaction with a living creature, like going through walls, things like that, things that seem like you're in a dream state as opposed to be physically awake. And the question a lot of us have is, if you had a video camera present during the course of these abductions, would you see something? What would you see? And there's an interesting answer to that, which I'll give you in a moment. Robert Robinson, Gene Steinberg, Gogs MacKay, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.